Turn with me in your Bible tonight to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Tonight we're going to talk about a very important subject. We're going to talk about the conscience. 1 Timothy 1, 5, it says, "Now the end of the commandment is charity, out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned." And so we have here a statement that really says, well, you know, what is the result of God's word being taken in our life and us responding to it? And it says that the end of the law, the end of the commandment is a good conscience. You know, as we go to the university, there's a lot of young people there that they just are so confused. Obviously, sin has separated them from God. And very oftentimes, like even yesterday, I had a young lady coming out of the student union. She had a big pizza box, you know, and a sweet little girl. And I walked up to her and says, "Did your mother ever teach you about sharing?" And she said, "Well, would you like a piece, you know?" And I said, "No, I'm just teasing." You know, but make a long story short, she said, "You know, I don't believe any of that stuff. I don't believe any of that stuff. I remember when I was five, somebody put some drops of water on my head and did this stuff, and I don't believe any of that stuff." And I says, "I tell you right now, I can prove to you right now there's a God, and that you got a soul." And I began to describe to her her conscience. And we had a nice conversation, and this hard little girl listened intently and walked away with a tear in her eye. There is a God. And the greatest evidence that there is a God is that you have a conscience. And that conscience is like the yellow light. It says, don't go, or you're in danger. And then the red light, you're in the middle of the intersection. Red light, oh! You know, you look in the mirror, is any policeman around? You know, it's the siren. And you look at your speedometer. Oh, you know, you got a big pit in your stomach. It's the jury. Guilty! It's the judge to jail. That's the conscience. It's because we're made in the image of God. We're made with a conscience. We are a moral, spiritual being. A conscience is a very, very vital part of a person's being. And we live in a day in which there is a tremendous downplaying of the conscience in families, in young people. And it is a terribly dangerous problem, serious problem. And we're going to look at some places in the Bible that talk about the conscience, and we aren't going to have as much time as I'd like, but we're going to look at some verses and talk about how important the conscience is. And if you turn with me to 1 Timothy 1:19, here's a verse that has a lot of answers to what's going on in Christianity today. Here's a verse that has answers about why young people who at one time have convictions and then a little bit later on, they say, oh, I don't believe that anymore. I don't believe that anymore. And why do There's so many compromising preachers out there. This verse has the answer. We heard a man who was a preacher who's now the head of Freedom From Religion, and he wears an A on his lapel standing for atheist. This verse gives us the answer to that man's problem. It says in 1 Timothy 1:9, holding faith and a good conscience. Now, faith here is specifically referring to this, the truth. Holding faith and a good conscience. What's a good conscience? Well, good conscience. A conscience that has been obeyed. A conscience that has not been violated. A conscience that when it says something, says no, you say, okay, I won't. It's working. You know, when you violate your conscience, pretty soon it stops working. Now you are in big trouble. And so it says, holding faith and a good conscience, a conscience that is working. It says no, and you obey it. It says you did wrong, you need to get that right, you obey it. You do something about it, you respond to it, and now it keeps operating correctly. It says, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away. They put away their good conscience. Now notice what it says is the result. Put away good conscience concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Parents, you need to know this verse and understand it. Young people, you need to know this verse. You need to understand it. Why does it say they have gone shipwreck concerning the faith? Why? You see, you say, well, faith is intellectual. No, faith is spiritual. It's spiritual. And when you put away a good conscience, now your spiritual, intellectual convictions, understanding of the Bible, gets all mixed up, gets shipwrecked. I say that Mr. Atheist, as a pastor, he came to some moral crisis in his life. I don't know what it was. There was some sin in his life. I don't know what it was. But rather than deal with it, rather than confess it, rather than, maybe it would have caused him to be kicked out of the ministry, maybe it would have been great embarrassment to him. Rather than deal with it, guess what he did? He covered it up. And he finally came to the point that he didn't believe anything. This is a serious thing. Turn with me to Titus chapter 1. This is a similar verse. Titus 1:15, but unto the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is what? Defiled. their conscience and mind is defiled. Why? Because they have been defiled. And what's the result? Their mind and their conscience is defiled. And now they don't even know what's pure. You know, I think an application of this is a simple application. I've had people come to me and say something like this. You know, Pastor, this is all fake. You know, the people in your church, they wear a dress because they're just fakes. They're just doing it on the outside. They're just following rules. It's all outward. It's not in the heart. You know what kind of people say that? They're defiled people. They don't know what purity is. They can't comprehend that some people, this is real. This is real. They come to church because they want to. And they read their Bible because they want to. And they dress the way they do because they want to. And they don't go to places that they shouldn't go to because they don't want to go there. It's real. But when it's not real, guess what? They think everybody else is just like them. And they can't comprehend it. They can't comprehend it. They just don't understand it. You know what? It's a conscience problem. It's a conscience problem. You know, there's so many places in the Bible about the conscience. We'll look at a couple. I need to make some more application, but turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, talking about a very simple passage of Scripture. And it's talking about baptism, believer's baptism. And it talks about, you know, believer's baptism is not the washing away of the filth of the flesh, but it's the answer of a good conscience toward God. It's the answer of a good conscience towards God. A good conscience, you know what it is? It's a conscience that operates. The Holy Spirit works in their life with the Bible, and you know what? And it's pricking their conscience, and they say, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to obey God. I'm going to do what's right. It's a good conscience. You know, that's how it works. A good conscience. And we have, you know, that Hebrews 10:22 talks about drawing near to God with a good conscience. Hebrews 10:22. Draw near to, with a true heart in the full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Sprinkled from an evil conscience. Now we have this good conscience we can draw near to God with. Well, you know what the opposite is? You got a bad conscience, you can't draw near to God. You got a bad conscience, you can't draw near to God. Now, for lack of time, we aren't going to go much further this, but let me put this where people live. Okay? I think of some of the kids I went to Bible college with. And they would say, oh, forget the rules. Forget the rules. Nobody, you know, just forget the rules. I think of some of those fellows. They didn't have very good conscience. And you know what? You think they're serving God today? What do you think? Nope. They're not serving God. You know, a good conscience is pretty important. The Apostle Paul said that he had a good conscience. Even as an unsaved person, he understood the importance of a good conscience. You think about it. You're in the classroom, young person, and you know what the rule is. The authority isn't there, but you know what the rule is, and you disobey it. And you think you're cool, or you think you're smart, or you think you got away with something. But guess what? You didn't get away with anything. You know why? Because you just messed with your conscience. You just messed with your conscience. And you keep messing with your conscience. You are messing with a vital part of your being. That is why there are so many mental health issues today, because people who don't take care of their conscience, they think they just put it off, put it under the rug. No, it's spiritual. You know, the Spirit of God uses your conscience, doesn't He? The Holy Spirit uses your conscience, uses the Word of God, and He pricks your conscience and He says no. Not only then are you grieving the Holy Spirit, but you are messing with your vital makeup. You're messing with your vital makeup. How God created you. And young person, you think you can kind of get away with something? Teacher's not there? You're messing with a vital part of your soul. This is pretty serious. And you know, things like the internet, things like cell phones, things like iPads, things like this. You know, if you aren't careful as a parent, and you're not careful, and your child is doing things that are wrong, guess what? They're messing up their conscience. They're messing up their conscience, and you're letting them do it because you're not careful. And they won't make it in life because their conscience has been messed up. They need a good conscience. You understand that? They need a good conscience. You know what? You don't get too old for a good conscience. This is what I see. I see young people, they get a little bit older, and they get out from close authority, and they start loosening up. You know what they're doing? They're messing with their conscience. Maybe so-and-so says, oh, it's okay. And yet, sometime way back, the Holy Spirit says, you shouldn't be doing that. But now, a friend or somebody else, or maybe even a Christian, says, ah, no problem. And now you start doing things that you wouldn't have done before. Guess what? Your conscience is still there. It might be messed up, but it's still there. And what happens? Holding faith, holding faith and a good conscience. which some have been put aside, put away, concerning faith, hath made shipwreck. You see, this preacher, somewhere in his life, he just throws away his convictions. I don't know really what happened, but I think it's a pretty good possibility. They, in their personal life, violated their conscience. And now, concerning faith, hath made shipwreck. A serious thing. You know, I remember being at a camp one time. And the administrators of the camp, they had all these rules in the book, and the kids knew what the rules were at camp. But they paid absolutely no attention to them. They let the kids do whatever they wanted, almost. And I said to the leaders of the camp, I said, you can't do that. You got these things in the books that these are the rules, and then you don't enforce them. You're telling these young people that the Word of God isn't important and obeying the Bible isn't important. Do what you want. You know, it's something as simple as that. You watch a young person at camp, and they're breaking the rules. They're trying to sneak around. Now, I know God's bigger than all this. Praise the Lord. What's the statistics? Are they going to make big decisions for God? What do you think? No. Their conscience isn't very strong anymore, is it? They can subdue it. They can put it aside. Now, the rudder of their life, that rudder of their life, most of the paddle on that rudder is gone. Doesn't do much good. Is it important for a parent to make sure that their children keep the rules of the house? Is it important that a child keeps the rules of the school? Is it important that an adult follows the covenant of the church? Is it important that you protect your conscience? It's vitally important. It's vitally important. It is probably more important than any of us in this room can comprehend. A good conscience. How's your conscience tonight, young person? Can you break a rule at school? Doesn't bother you? You just do it again and again? I tell you what, that's a serious problem. What about you're an adult and you can do something you know isn't according to the church covenant and you just keep doing it and doing it and no problem. You know what? You got a serious problem. You have a serious problem. I believe that's the root of new evangelicalism. A conscience that has been violated. And we know that the Bible makes this a very serious thing. Thank God for our conscience. Isn't it great to be miserable? Huh? Isn't it be great to be miserable? Yeah, that's great. Thank God the conscience is working. It's a great thing to be miserable when you do wrong. You say, oh, I'm not enjoying my Christian life. Well, you know what? If you're violating your conscience, you should be miserable. Don't go to someone else who's going to try to soothe your conscience and say everything is okay. Because now you really made a big error in life. But if your conscience doesn't scream and yell when you do something wrong, you know that you're in bad shape spiritually. You know you are in bad shape spiritually. And you know as a parent, when you tell children no and they just do it, you know, that's very alarming, isn't it? Their conscience not working. Much more that could be said. But this is really serious stuff. And this verse tells us the seriousness of it. And it gives the answer why Christian people walk away from God and walk away from what's right and start compromising and start losing their convictions. And you know what? That's a serious path. That's a serious path. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to get back to the place where your conscience works? Are you going to get back to the place where it works? You're going to get rid of, you're going to deal with some sins, going to deal with some pride, going to go to the teacher and say, you know, please forgive me. This is what we've been doing behind your back. I've been a part of it, and it's no more. Oh, man. What a wonderful day. Conscience is going to start working again. You're free. Go forward. Free to go forward. That's what we need. Good conscience. Young people need a good conscience. Adults need a good conscience. Let's pray. Lord, a short stab at a big subject. Maybe the subject of the hour. Maybe the subject of the hour. Lord, we live in a world that has no fear of God, seemingly. We have a world in which people in the inner city and other places can just gun down people almost without a conscience. We have a day which all sorts of wickedness is a click away. The purpose of destroying consciences. Lord, we need to be in your word. We need to keep feeding that conscience with truth. We need to be obeying our conscience. We need to be confessing the sins that you convict us of. We need to heed the warning signs. Lord, work in our hearts tonight. Our heads are bowed. You say, God is speaking to my heart tonight. Right where I'm at, I've played a game with my conscience. It's not near, it's certainly different than it used to be. You're in a very serious, dangerous path. And you say, God has spoken my heart. There's some things I need to get right with God. There's some things I need to get right with authorities. There's some changes I need to make in my life and sins to confess and turn from, because this thing of conscience is really important. And you say, Pastor, God spoke my heart tonight. There is a definite decision, response I am making tonight about my conscience, about my relationship with God. Would you raise your hand wherever you might be? Okay, praise God. Praise the Lord. Okay, that's good. You can put those hands down. Good. Okay, that's so good. Young people, children, little children. Oh, how important it is. Others, God is working on your heart. Your conscience. You thought you can sneak around and get away with it. No, your conscience is the victim. Okay, I see that hand as well. Anyone else? Okay. Lord, we thank you for working in hearts. These are so vital, Lord. Oh, so vital. And Lord, each one represents, Lord, a victory. Each one represents a battle. Each represents hope for the future of blessing. And now, Lord, I pray that you will give grace that they might trust in the deliverance of the Lord Jesus Christ against this great foe, this great problem. And that that walk with God would be restored. That walk of obedience and listening and obeying. Now, Lord, we pray for those who should have raised their hand, are dealing with issues that can't bring them to the truth. Lord, I pray you give no rest or peace, because, Lord, they need the victory for your sake and for their sake as well. We prayed all this in Jesus' name. Amen.